Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Tonight we have on the show the Mad Muse performing artist Lori Hauser. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
You strike me as a woman who is very in tune with the universe. Is that, would you say that's accurate?
At least some aspect of it.
Yeah, okay. Accent on the aspect.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, we talked earlier about how you would define, you know, what you do, and performing artist is the term that you came up with, but a lot of things fall under that. So who is the Mad Muse?
The Mad Muse is a persona that I perform under, that I developed, that I like to use classical theater and classical literature to start off with, and then I layer that with my own poetry. And my own poetry I'll call mad poetry because it doesn't follow a literary form. It's more like an explosion of emotion. I'm an emotional stripper. How's that?
Yeah, I love that.
I'm an emotional stripper.
All
right, good, yes, you can.
Oh, no, that's great. I hear theme music and everything.
Right.
That in itself is poetry, that definition.
You.
Very nice. And you have some really interesting projects coming up that I think may give a little clearer picture of the kind of work that you do. A literary brothel?
Yes.
What on earth is that?
Essentially what we're going to do is we're going to have an audience come into a house, and on the upper floors we will have literary whores. And they will come downstairs and they will whore out their wares and their stories and get you to come up into the room, and then they will proceed to tell you a Grand Guignol story. We're trying to bring attention to Grand Guignol theater again.
Uh-huh.
And so there are different rooms, and then eventually the groups get back together and they go up into the attic where we have a serial killer, and she's a true story from Glitzen, Pennsylvania. Her name is Stella Williamson, and I have a show that I'll be performing about her and why she killed her 5 infants and put them in a trunk and nobody ever knew about them.
I'm sure there is a story there.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
In fact, you know, I mean, if I had been taught algebra in this manner, I think I would have done a lot better. I mean, there's something to that. Even the classics, like, you know, when we had to read Catcher in the Rye in high school, if it had been presented to me in this manner, I think I might have enjoyed that a little bit more.
See, that's it, and that's... literature is fun. Mm. Classical theater is still fun and viable, and we don't give it the attention anymore because we think it's boring or the language you can't get
past
it. Or
it's dusty and it doesn't change, and it
right.
doesn't. So then, you know, how do you keep that relevant and reinvent
right.
that? And I think a literary brothel certainly does the trick. March 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Yes.
And we'll attach, you know, the information here at the end of our segment as far as where we can get tickets and more information. And then in May, you are bringing back the, and I love this title, the Atrocity Exhibition.
It is Morose and Macabre. They have been
I should hope
putting,
so.
Yes. No, Morose and Macabre are actual people. It's Dr. Morose.
Okay, pardon my blooper.
Right. Dr. Morose and Macabre Noir put together what they call a 360 installation art originally, and they started to put together this show. 2 years ago, or no, probably like actually 4 or 5 years ago, I jumped in and became a stage manager. And then 2 years ago, we won Best Production. We invite artists from all over the country. We have Vincentos who does dark, like themed drag from New Orleans. We have a performance artist from Detroit, Satori Circus, he comes in. And we mush all these artists, we have local artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
We mush all these artists together into one story. And for the past 2 years, they've picked like a literary theme. Last year was Alice in Wonderland, it was called mm-hmm. Jabberwocky. And then this year we're gonna do Dante's Divine Comedy. We're essentially gonna put together a living installation to take you to hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so if you thought you were having a bad day.
Right. We're going to show you
a
bad day.
You ain't seen nothing yet. But that puts things in perspective, you know? It's like, oh, you thought your day at work was bad. Well, come on down here and see how much worse it could be, I guess.
Right. Or where you're going.
Oh, well, we all have to aspire to something, right?
Right.
But this exhibition, I think, was voted... It won some award from the city paper, didn't it?
It was voted Best Production in Pittsburgh for 2015 for The Witch Show and 2016 for The Jabberwocky.
Well, that's no small feat.
Yeah, so we'll excited. And it's very DIY. We don't receive grants, unfortunately. Oh. But we are not
but
granted.
But if people
want to
throw money at
thing.
You, you'll accept we'll it,
We'll take
right?
your
okay,
money, yeah.
we'll make a note of that in the fine print here. And this is going to be at the Rex Theater May 12th and 13th.
Yes.
So we've got plenty of time to plan for that, both the Atrocity Exhibition and the Literary Brothel in March. Now, one of the things that you do is card readings, but they're not typical of what people might expect of a card reading. You know, when you say that card reading, everybody thinks tarot cards. What are the readings that you do?
I do creative living oracles. I use different oracle decks that can represent different facets of symbolism, like chakras or visions, I think, what's the other one I have? I have the Oracle of Visions, which is a lot of different symbols put together into one card or a series of cards. And the way that I read them is symbolically. Like, I'm not out to tell your future. I don't know any card readers that really are, but as an oracle, I'm an advice giver. So I flip out cards and I basically tell you what the symbols mean to kind of spark your creativity to solve your own problems. It's a way to, for me, when I even flip out a card for myself, it's just a way to focus on that aspect for that day and possibly get an answer to something I need. To guide my creativity, to be inspired. You can go out and you can walk in the world, but if you also look at beautiful pictures on cards, that can inspire some art or some creativity to happen in you.
I might do well with having some advice and guidance from an oracle. I mean, I'll try anything once. Would you be able to give me a little read right now? Really? This
Absolutely.
Is great.
Absolutely.
And those are beautiful cards, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Okay,
Thank
so this is
you.
Going to be, you're going to tell me what my oracle is, I guess, for today anyway.
This is the Oracle of Visions.
Okay.
This is for you to, like I said, be inspired.
And you know, I did just order a new pair of glasses.
There you go.
So this is all coming together. You knew that though, didn't you?
I did.
Uh-huh. This is very good. This is very exciting. Okay.
So, I'm going to need you to shuffle them any way you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like, always like, Vegas style. Kind of like a croupier. Is this all right?
Very good.
Let me give it one little. All right. And am I putting my energy into this?
Putting your vibe into it, yeah.
I put my vibe into everything I do, Lori. All right. Shuffled.
All right.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yes.
Or is that me? Oh.
So here's what it is. If you look at all these symbols, there's chess going on, there's a butterfly, and the butterflies are free.
Oh.
So what this card actually is saying first to me is it is all about strategy and planning. Strategy in a sense that, you know, you've got a chess game in front of you and you've got to figure out the right answer. At the same time, in order to find that answer, you need to let, butterflies are all about transformation. They're all about, changing. So in order to solve this answer, you need a transformation. You need like an interchange. You need to see something, be clued into, looking into yourself and saying, oh, wait, if I fix this, I'll win the game.
Huh. I'm perplexed by the inclusion of the kitten. Is there any meaning in that?
Cats, basically, cats are mystical creatures. They, for me, symbolically, they mean mysticism and they mean mystery. So with the cat placed next to the woman in the picture is solving a mystery. It's another symbol to back up the idea that you are trying to solve a puzzle by looking for a piece. But you won't find that piece until you let something go or until you discover something new or transform something about yourself.
You're good. So thanks. What do I need to do to get a body like that?
I don't know. I haven't got one.
She's very free with herself. But yeah, that was some great insight and some great advice. So you do give these readings on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah,
is that right?
You can schedule them with me anytime. I have an open schedule. I can host them at my house. I am out at like some festivals and some fairs. Sometimes I'm at the Blue Moon Bar on Butler Street. I'll be there flipping out cards.
Right. Blue Moon's a good time.
I love that place. I go to open stages there all the time. Honestly, those people are awesome to the Mad Muse. They're the best.
A lot of fans there. Good
deal.
Well, and we'll attach some information as far as where we can get in touch with you and schedule some oracle readings and get a little guidance in this time of turmoil in the world today. We really need some light and some guidance. I think this can come in handy for a lot of us.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.